So we are coming back to our self-esteem after I have just mentioned three things that that have truly put me in a very very liquid, very fluid place of not feeling in control, not feeling that I had the confidence, not feeling that I was respected or even got the respect that I needed. And the 3 weeks that I've gone through, what I went through, just really confronted, had me confront myself and confront myself with the things that I want to do, that I like doing, things that I want to do, that I have to do, like in a job situation, or things that I label myself as doing, like these hats that I'm going to be putting on, you know. Obviously, I'm a proud American, and I love the fact that America has brought me to where I am, you know. So this is one of my hats that I would wear as Gail, the proud American.
Maybe you could describe it for people who are listening to the recording.
Okay, this hat, thank you, Connie. This hat actually it's a cap. And it's a cap that came about after 9/11, which says, never forget. And obviously that has been such a tragic time in our lives. But it also has the American flag in it. And I really wear it with pride, because I wear it to really show that it's the freedom of America that, that, you know, we can, with the freedom that we have in America, we can absolutely escalate from there to anywhere we want to be. So I always remember the freedom that I have and the opportunities that I have in America. And it's good to go back to that place of remembering. Again, this is this is my silly Popeye's hat, you know. You do what you need to do to get things done. And being in having a Popeye's hat would mean that, you know, I've had to have my little times of making ends meet. And I think I have to go back to this point of making ends meet, probably going back and revisiting my Popeye's days. So this kind of tells, this hat which says Popeye's, and it is actually a food chain. And it actually is telling me, you know, there are opportunities out there. Whether they are big and high and noble opportunities or very small, limiting opportunities that people would label as small, that these are things that will actually get me back on my feet in a financial way. So this is one of the hats. Then, when I am feeling exuberant, and when I'm feeling like dancing and doing all my wonderful calypso dances, this one I gotta put on. This one, with all its glory, it has all the shimmer and the shine. And this is one of the headpieces that I had actually worn in my carnival celebration back in Trinidad and Tobago. It's fun for 2 days straight on the street. You don't have to go home if you don't need to go home. You know, you just dance the 2 days away on the street, and at midnight, it's over. So this is a hat that we can pass these hats around if we want. Yeah. And this goes with another costume too, which I couldn't bring. Let's pass it over. I have this hung in my room, and so I see these little things, and I like to put these little things in. It's not about today, but I just didn't take everything off.
I don't know how well it goes with short hair.
So when I want confidence, you look beautiful in it. Yes.
Take a picture.
Hey, it's April Fool's Day. What the heck, right?
Woo! Can I buy that? negative.
So that's my confidence hat, and that's the hat that reminds me of the energy and the vitality and the exuberance that I have. And again, this is another patriotic hat that I just pulled down. This is my marathon hat. This is a hat.
Wow.
This is the hat that I
Yeah, David.
Yeah, David. Woohoo! Look at my guy.
Yeah, the expression made me
feel happy already.
That'll boost your self-esteem.
So while the exuberant hat goes around the room, it is beautiful. You didn't get a picture, Connie. David, you have to do a lot of editing here. Oh, it's beautiful. Penny, you should take it on your trip.
Wait, I didn't get to see Connie.
Woo!
That goes
Ooh, gorgeous. All right. Okay. So this is the hat that reminds me that I can do all things. This was my fundraising AIDS marathon hat, and never thought I could run a marathon, but I did it. All 26.2 miles.
Yay.
And it was awesome. And, of course, head warmers. We all need these. Could be a silly hat today, but it's also a head warmer.
You'll be able to get that one.
And this is my ING, which is my money hat.
I do believe I didn't get your picture in it.
Ooh.
Ted, you didn't see David's work. He cut out the hat.
I love the way you look at it.
Woo! Yay! That is gorgeous. You look gorgeous in that.
I love the way she looks. The color she's wearing, that soft turquoise.
It's like the
kind of
worship.
Look
over here.
There you go.
Woo!
Thank
you.
Okay, so while we are going through this, of course, is the hat of courage. You know, how courageous can I be? And this is one of the hats that myself, and I'm sure a lot of people would hide under in terms of courageous. You can just wear a hat and it just changes you. You know, it's like this is something that I have to confront for my own self. You know, is it the hat that changes me? Is it the label that changes me, or is it a change that I intrinsically have to make? So that's one of them. And then this is my final hat.
Okay.
This is my final hat, and of course I do wear it, so you guys are gonna respect my hat. But you know, I have like about 8 of these, not this particular type. I have different ones that I think my patients at work were asking them. Do you have an identity crisis? But, you know, really, this can make your day, or it can break your day, according to how it looks. Or it can really give you the type of esteem that you want, you know. So this is my beautiful wig that I would wear once in a while. So these are all hats. And the only reason I brought that up is because...
Can I have that?
You can wear it.
Gail's gonna help you.
Let's do this right.
talking to the illustrators.
Now, what are they getting online for this? You have to explain.
It takes a serious audio edit.
No, it's the whole talk will be a laugh meditation. Listen to Sterling
Sterling
laugh.
Yeah. All right.
Something
like that. That's a little nice change. I really like it.
I'm going to check this out.
There's a mirror right over there.
Okay, then.
Uh-oh.
Here you go. We'll send this to my mother. She won't recognize it.
You're right.
Okay,
go look in the mirror.
You look so young that I think you need to change your look.
Wait,
and I love that little spot of gray you got. Well, no, don't put it back.
No, not the glasses.
Well, I can't see.
I'm going to
take
you.
You know, wow.
Okay, next time Judy comes, she's going to have
a moment. I have to go get a career shot. You know,
glamour shot.
I know how. Good breath.
Very nice. Okay. So as we continue, I think that's the end of the hats as of right now. So just know that our self-esteem, and you know, as the weeks go by, we're going to get into more deeper stuff. I just really made fun of the whole thing today. But our self-esteem really is not based on all the hats we wear. They can add to it. They can detract from it. But it's not who we are. And so we have some work to do. Self-esteem, as we had mentioned before, self-confidence and self-respect are sustained by living authentically. So when we remember that we are wearing a hat, we have to again remember, is this my authentic self? Is this who I really want to be right now? And this is the congruence between our inner self and the self we present to the world. So just remember that. From this exploration today, we are going to, of our own natural authentic self, we will be able to make decisions and find avenues to reflect to the world our special talents and attributes. So what I would like us to do right now is to just get into groups of two. And I know who's my girl. I would love to have Erin if you don't mind. Get into groups, groups of two. And what we're going to do is to, and I have paper, write down what low self-esteem feels like.
Why do I even want to think about
that? That's right.
And then we're going to write down what high self-esteem feels like. And then we come back to the group and we talk about it. About 10 minutes.